Thank you, Peter. Good morning to everybody. Well, if I would have a chance to use the slide, I would show you one photo which I usually show to describe what GRC is, how we act. And this photo is the photo of the conjunction of two tectonic plates I took during my trip to Iceland. There is American tectonic plate and there is Euro-Asian tectonic plate meeting in impressive way on Iceland. So you have this huge tectonic plate and there is roughly 15 to 30 meters of this gravel, dust and sand when this, these plates are mingling, meeting and fighting against each other. So this is in a way how I recognize and one plate, I call it science, and another plate, I call it policy. And then this science to policy interface is something which is not science and it's not policy. And this was my message yesterday, to recognize that science to policy interaction is a specific field with a specific instrument, with a specific understanding. And let me spend a few minutes to describe how I see this specific role and how I try to understand it and embed this into an organization which is called Joint Research Center, which is an integral part of European Commission. I see five big important enablers or conditions for doing this, which we need to fulfill. And first is accept, second is face, third is embrace, fourth is introduce, and fifth is add. What I mean, we need to accept that the policy making is a composition of politics, values, and facts. And the science is contributing only to one of these three, and these are facts. So we should not be saying about policy based, as you rightly said, Peter, at the beginning, policy based on science, because there are many other factors which need to be accepted by scientists. Then facing the challenge, we should not be very selfish, because science is undergoing paradigmatic change, and we are in a deep difficulties. How they are described, very briefly. New technologies are completely changing way science is and scientific knowledge is produced, distributed, or transferred. Then we have a huge integrity crisis in science. Then we have multiplicity of actors. Science is not anymore only located in the universities and research institutes. So we need to acknowledge the citizens as active actors in scientific knowledge production. And then we have a fourth element, which where we are, in my view, victim of our narrowly identified excellence in science. I think that this is something which we need to revisit as soon as possible. Then embrace. What we need to embrace is to embrace the complex systems, because the science is not fit for purpose. Science is not fit for advice in policy, because each policy issue is a complex system. And science is still in the silo of thematic, very narrow, defined focus. So I think that we need to get out of that silo to be able to tackle complex systems the society and societies are facing. Introduce. What I mean by introduce, we need urgently introduce social sciences and humanities into what we do in science, because science advice is foreseen as a hard sciences telling politicians or policymakers what they are supposed to do. And we are forgetting one very unimportant element, and then that's people. But if you look at this, the people is the center of policy, or should be the center of policymaking. So then we need to understand this agent, which is the most important in the center of the policies. And add. So then what we need to add, and it's linked with some of the previous conditions I mentioned, we need to add knowledge management and sense making. I think that what we need to do is to make a sense of scientific knowledge and select very, very small part of the huge, vast scientific knowledge which is relevant for policy making. And I think this is very specific role which we need to fulfill. So then if we have this condition, if we have these framework conditions fulfilled, then what we need to do? And this I define as TTFF. And it's trust, timing, form, and format. Trust is the most important, because we need to have a trust and trustful relations between science and policy. If there is no trust, there is no acceptance. And if there is no acceptance, there is no mutual interaction, and our scientific advice is impossible. Timing is very important. Peter, you mentioned one specific element of timing is emergency. Yeah. But there is also, in the regular times, the timing is important. I'm not coming with my scientific advice if debate is in the room like this in the parliament. It's a little bit too late. If we are at the end of the policy cycle, we are coming too late. We need to come as early as possible. We need to penetrate into very early stage of policy making, and then we can make impact. And this is also linked with first F, and that's a form. And you both mentioned, Patrick and you, Peter, that we have formal advice and we have informal advice. So we can publish the reports, but we can also come and see in private and influence and embed, because also these panels are supply and demand. But I think that in ideal situation in the future, this should not be divided. I think that we should be working together, and we should, in a way, form this demand and supply jointly. And the format. Obviously, format. I was on the policy side for many years, and I was laughing at the reports with several tens or even 100 recommendations which I got very often from scientific institutions. So this is impossible. It's impossible for the policymaker to read 300, 200, or 500 page report. I think that the format is important, visualization is important, that within a very short and limited period of time, they have a foresight, they have a capacity to understand, grasp the main message which we try to pass. So then, these are 5 plus 4, which I would see as the most important ingredients of the wonderful halasle or goulash, which we may call science advice to policy. Thank you.